And while Democrats gathered in Maryland, hundreds of people lined the streets of Tucson to watch an ambulance take Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords to the airport. She flew to Texas to begin the next step of her recovery from a gunshot to the head. She has already begun healing, and now she will begin rehabilitating, a different word for a different kind of medicine. Almost every waking moment, from brushing teeth to tying shoes, is designed to strengthen both muscles and mind. From member station KUHF, Carrie Feibel takes us inside Giffords' temporary new home in Houston.
The Institute for Rehabilitation and Research, or TEER, has a global reputation. Probably its most famous patient was Kevin Everett, who broke his neck playing football for the Buffalo Bills in 2007. After months of therapy, he walked again. His jersey hangs in the hallway here. It's just steps away from the therapy gym full of treadmills and padded mats.
We're going to go a little bit slow because we want to work on your control.
Inside, a physical therapist helps Kaylee Schwarz use a shopping cart to practice walking.
His feet are getting a little close together, Kaylee. See if you can get a little farther apart. There you go. Good. Step. Step.
Kaylee's father, Monty, says she was in a head-on collision with an 18-wheeler 3 weeks ago. The 16-year-old suffered a brain injury. Now she's walking again, but her legs are loose, her steps floppy and slow.
I think they're helping her a lot with walking, you know, just getting there to take the steps. And then she's listening to all the commands. She does everything. They're good. The therapists are really good.
That's one of the reasons why the family of Gabrielle Giffords chose TEER. The hospital treats more than 46,000 patients every year. It started out small as a clinic for polio patients in the 1950s. The polio vaccine ended the epidemic, but not the clinic's goal of helping paralyzed children get back to their lives. CEO Carl Joshart says rehabilitation can't always rebuild the damaged body, but it can help build a new way of life.
We sometimes call that the new normal, that not everyone always gets 100% restoration, but we help them achieve a new normal and try to reintroduce all the aspects of their life that are meaningful to them.
Meaningful is an important word here. Meaning motivates. It helps patients set personal goals. If you like sports, you can learn wheelchair basketball or hockey. If gardening was your thing before your accident, therapists will urge you to dig and plant and prune. Dr. Mark Scheer is research director. He says patients often push past even the expectations of their family members.
So they come in and, maybe they're impaired, maybe they have, tubes and so forth. And generally, they're getting better. Most people with brain injury get substantially better. The prognosis for recovery is good, and the rehabilitation, of course, facilitates that.
TEER is also known for cutting-edge research. One surgeon here invented an implantable rod to treat scoliosis. Today, researchers conduct studies on expensive equipment like treadmills that hold you up while you relearn how to walk. Dr. Gerard Francisco is a rehabilitation professor at UT Health. He will oversee Giffords' care.
The way I look at this technological gizmos that we have is that they supplement rehab. Not one equipment will be able to be a substitute for the touch and the encouragement of a therapist.
This will be Giffords' new home. The average patient stays here 28 days, but doctors say it's far too early to make any predictions about how long or how far she will go. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Feibel in Houston.